When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Here on this Monday, a lot of times it's a Mesero Monday. It was last week, and we're doing it again today. Jennifer Gartenberg joins us now, who's a wealth advisor. And Jennifer, we were talking last week, and at the last second, we wanted to talk about tax loss harvesting, and I asked you to sum it up in 30 seconds, which you did a great job on, but this is definitely something that more people need to examine deeper than 30 seconds, right?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me back. It's a pleasure to be here. And yes, tax loss harvesting is a great thing to be thinking about in a year like 2022 with, you know, the stock market, the S&P down over 20% year to date. It might be something you haven't heard about a lot in the past because if you don't have losses in your portfolio, it doesn't really apply. So this is one of the few things that you can do proactively in a year like this.
Tax loss harvesting makes it sound like it's something you're not supposed to do. I don't know why. It just sounds wrong, but it's right.
It's totally legal, but you have to follow a few rules and guidelines so that the loss isn't disqualified when you file your taxes with the IRS.
Okay, so what we're talking about is if you have a stock or an ETF or something that you own.
Or a mutual fund.
Or a mutual fund.
Yep.
And it has lost this year, which I'd say most of them have. If you haven't called me, let me know what you did. And what you're going to do is sell that. And so it looks like you've lost on the year, right? Like I lost $300 on this ETF. From when I bought it, right?
Sure. So it doesn't really matter if you bought it this year or last year or 10 years ago.
Okay.
But if you have an unrealized loss on a security, stock, bond, fund, from when you bought it, it's now at a value less than what you paid for, you can take advantage of the strategy. Now, this only would apply in taxable accounts, so your joint account or trust. This would not apply in an IRA account or a 401k.
Okay. Good, that's
good to know. So basically, the goal of this is to strategically reduce your tax liability, but not actually change your asset allocation or your long-term investment performance.
So you don't want to pull out and then go, well, I got that loss. Okay.
Right.
No, we still want you to be in to take advantage of the recovery that you'll get.
Right. So the strategy would be sell the security at a loss immediately, the same day, a moment later, buy a very similar but not identical security. And I can give some examples
okay.
of that. So you have a fund, you sell it, you get to realize the loss for tax purposes, you immediately repurchase something similar. So in theory, when that does go up this year, next year, what have you, you haven't lost out on that upside. You've only taken advantage for tax purposes. So this capital loss that you've booked is very powerful.
Okay.
First of all, it can offset any capital gains you've booked. So let's say you've already sold some stocks at a gain this year.
Right.
It would wipe that out. It also can, $3,000 can go against your ordinary income, your salary on your taxes. And if your losses are still greater than that, it can carry forward to losses you book next year, the following year, indefinitely. So there's a lot you can do.
All right, let's break that down just to
yep.
slow it down for people. Let's say I sold a stock earlier this year. It was maybe going down a little bit. I'm like, I'm going to sell it while it made a bunch of money for me. Let's say maybe $1,000. And there's a mutual fund that I've lost $1,000 on. I can sell that, buy another one that's similar, and we can break down that a little bit more.
Yep.
So I'm still in, but now I've gotten a realized loss of $1,000 that negates the gain of $1,000 I had. I don't owe taxes if it were just those two.
Exactly. You wouldn't owe taxes and your exposure to different types of stocks and bonds wouldn't change either. So let's say we'll do an example with a security that a lot of people own. So an S&P 500 ETF like SPY, it's a really big ETF, the Spider S&P 500. If you bought that in January, let's say you bought $100,000. It would be worth less than $80,000 today. Let's say it's worth $80,000.
Okay.
You sell it today.
I think I'd take that today.
If you sold that today and immediately bought a similar but different security. So VTI is Vanguard Total U.S. Stock Market. Very, very similar, highly correlated, but technically different security tracks a different index. So you now have $80,000 of VTI. So your exposure to the stock market hasn't changed.
Right.
You have that $20,000 of losses that you can use. So let's say you had $5,000 of gains you booked in January. You sold some Apple when it was really
right.
high. So that would get rid rid of that $5,000 of gains, you still have $15,000 of losses to use. If you don't buy or sell anything else this year, $3,000 of that $15,000 would be a deduction against your regular income, your salary, or
okay.
what have you.
It would be your AGI, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And then there'd still be $12,000 of a loss left that you could then use next year against future gains that you book.
You still have $12,000 in the negative bank.
Exactly. That okay. will carry forward and is tracked on your tax returns.
Well, I mean, this, again, it sounds like we're playing the system, but that's the way it's designed, right?
Yeah.
It's meant to say, hey, look, we're not only counting the money you made. If you lost money, that shouldn't count against you either.
Right. The one thing you have to be careful about is what's called a wash sale. So if you sell a security, you can't repurchase that security for 30 days.
The same one.
The same one.
Okay.
The same one. So if you do this strategy and you want to go back to SPY in 31 days, you can do that. But if you do it before then, it would be called a wash sale. So be very careful that you are diligent about how many days if you plan to go back to the original security.
And it's also tough to sell it and then say, well, now I'm going to wait and play the market
right.
and try and time this
right.
out. We've talked about that.
Yeah. Doesn't work so well.
It may work once.
Right.
It's not going to work every time.
Right.
Is there anything about, does it have to be by December 31st? Or is it when you pay, when you do your taxes, is it within the calendar year?
It's within the calendar year. Yeah. So it doesn't matter when you bought the security. It could have been this year. It could be short term, long term. It doesn't matter. But you have to sell the security and realize the loss in 2022 for it to be reflected in your taxes.
If you sell on the last day of the year, can you buy the same one on the next day of the year? Or do you still need that gap?
That's a great question, John. You still have to wait the 30 days.
Okay. This is interesting stuff. Do you think that there's a lot of people out there that don't take advantage of this?
Yes. Either they don't know to do it, they're nervous to execute it. It's something that you should definitely talk to your wealth advisor about because they might not be thinking about it for you. It also might depend. Another example is, let's say you have a really large position of one stock, like uh-huh. Apple or what have you. If you're able to book losses in other funds, you might be able to sell a portion of your large individual stock holding without paying taxes to kind of reduce that disproportionate exposure. So there's a lot of different
strategies. So if you want to gain somewhere else,
yes.
but don't want the tax, sell something that's at the loss to even that out.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And so let's say, just really quickly here, let's say I own a security from one index fund like an SPY, and I own some from another security fund like a VTI. It's okay if I still sell, I don't have to sell my entire, all of the SPYs that I have or all the VTIs. I can sell some of them and buy the other. You can kind of flip around.
Yes, exactly. You don't have to sell the whole position.
Okay.
You can use your judgment. If you bought SPY over many different dates and there's different tax lots, you can look and see which one has the biggest loss. You can work with your accountant and advisor to kind of be as strategic as possible with this.
Mesiro.com, MESIROW.com. You, as we said last time, look over the bios of the financial advisors. It's a great way to do it. 877-MESERO as well. Jennifer, thanks for breaking this down for us.
Thanks, John. It was fun.
Yeah, that was way better than just 30 seconds. I appreciate that. Let's take a break. We got plenty more coming up on Your Money Matters.